Burkhart. Lovely turn. And there's that blistering pace. Burkhart's in behind here. Doesn't have too many options. Bowie gives United the early advantage. Wonderful move. And Bowie finished fantastically too. Well, the whole team celebrates. Burkhart. Well, it was a fantastic run. And then he looked up. He waited. He picked the pass. And Bowie with his third goal of the season. United lead by a goal to nil. Here's Gamble. Encouraged to sprint forward. He is an attacking fullback. This is a brilliant run from Gamble. Hamilton's eventually there. Gamble still causing a nuisance. Now Diamond. It's clever from Diamond. And Sunderland equalise. Kim Pioka with the goal. And it's an immediate reply from a side who have really struggled this campaign. Diamond did very well. Twisted and turned, and Kim Pioka through the legs of Alex Wojtacek. Kieran McKenna won't be happy with the scoreline given the way this first half has gone, but the response since the goal has been excellent. Alan Bowie is fouled there. It was Young who failed him, and he may well get a yellow card. It's a tough old challenge from Jacob Young. Barlow over the wall, and it's squirmed in. Manchester United back in front. It's Barlow's effort, and it's no more than United deserve. Burkhart latches onto it. Nishan Burkhart with a brilliant third for Manchester United. Well, he made United's first, and now he is on the score sheet himself. Fourth goal of the season, and he might not score too many better than that. Back it goes to Wood, who has Burkhart in close attention. Took a bit of a risk there. United have pressed superbly and they've won the ball back. Hamilton. Ethan Hamilton. What a run this is. Can he finish it? Yes, he can. Ethan Hamilton with a superb solo goal. And United are running riot. Well, it was brilliant. Took on, what, two or three Sunderland players. And then the change of angle. Ethan Hamilton. No wonder he celebrated. Sang. Thomas Sang's away from his man. Tries the ambitious pass and executes it perfectly. Durnley. United fancy a fifth. It's Durnley. Oh, United have scored again. It's becoming the perfect away day. A couple of lovely stepovers and then an accurate finish. It's going to be a corner. Slightly too clever. United showing their confidence though, and why not, given the lead they have. Chris Allen has rushed across. Going to take this short hit. Allen. Decent ball, it's Young's header, and it's gone in. A consolation for Sunderland. They have one back. Young up from the back. United perhaps just caught out by the quickly taken corner.
So, Ken, a good morning's work, 5-2. Must be pleased with that.
Yeah, a pleasing morning's work. I thought the scoreline barely reflects the amount of opportunities we created. Thought some of our attacking play was very good. Some of our counter-attacking and running behind was excellent. So, pleasing morning's work. There's quite a few changes in the team this morning and new boys coming in making an impression. So, I thought it was a good performance.
And so, good performances all around the pitch. And nice to see the goals getting shared around.
Yeah, that's been the story of the season, really. There hasn't been that. The goals have been coming from one source. It's been all the forwards who play. Ethan Hamilton, pleasing to see him pop up with another goal because he's working hard on that. So, yeah, there's plenty of goals in the side and good to see Zach Durnley come back from injury and get a goal as well.
And speaking of injury, one omission from the side today is Chong. I understand he's going to be a few months on the sidelines now.
Yeah, he's sustained quite a serious knee injury, unfortunately. But, Tief's a fantastic lad, just a really good character, a big talent. And we wish him all the best, and we've got no doubt that he'll come back, stronger and better than ever.